Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Mike Lynch here.
Hey, and I'm Patrick Harris.
You probably like baseball, which is why you're listening to this. This is the Hot Corner Podcast.
Well, I kind of like baseball. I guess I'll tune in.
Baseball's pretty neat, so thanks for listening. This is brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Woo, baseball!
You know, the beauty of baseball is you can sit next to your neighbor and have a conversation, or you can just completely ignore them.
Baseball spoken here. It's time for the second game of our radio doubleheader.
That is a reviewable play, but the Yankees choose not to review it.
A swing and a drive to deep right, away back, off the pole, Francisco Lindor.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch, a deep dive on baseball and the hottest topics in sports.
It's 2-2 in the bottom of the sixth, and I just can't get my eyes off that man with the tall head.
It's quite a game, but man, that guy is ugly. You know that guy hasn't blinked this entire game? Just a dead-eyed idiot out on a Thursday afternoon.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch.
We're going to be awesome for you right now.
On 1080.
Hey, one for one. That's batting 1,000, dude.
That's baseball, baby.
Help us, please. Somebody help us.
The Fan.
Yeah. Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches
and crumb allowances. Vanessa. Well, the finish up for Joe. Capitals win 3-2. Then they got in a fight as the whistle blew, which I like. Paxton just gave up 2 runs. A lot of stuff going on since you stepped out of the booth, Mike.
He's only out there for 3 minutes.
Yeah, dude, 3 minutes is eternity in sports.
We've gotten some responses to my query.
I like these.
First of which says, Caddyshack, no competition.
That's calling a shot early.
That's interesting because I hadn't seen Caddyshack for a long time, probably until about 4 or 5 years ago. It took me a while to see it, but I never quoted it because I didn't know the quotes either. So for me, that was completely off my radar until I watched it. But I could see it. A lot of people quote Bill Murray in it and the gopher and all that stuff. Like
the bite and the head-o
coach. Yeah. Going for the win at the Masters, you know, that kind of thing. I could see that being true. But then again, also, it's a very specific sports movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a sports movie. It's a golf movie, which I think narrows the audience a little
bit. Is this heaven? No. It's Iowa.
And then it's got to be Say Hello to My Little Friend.
It's got to be Scarface, 100%.
I have never seen Scarface.
Yep.
So
but you know, but case you know. In point right there. I think that's what we're trying to
kind
of, I know.
But you know the line.
Well, I do know the line.
No yes. One's going to see a bad guy like this for a long time. That was a really bad impression. That's what happens when you take a nap for an hour.
But I don't actually, I mean, for me personally, I don't ever say that either. So it's not like.
But you know the reference.
Yes, I do know the reference.
How many times does that reference come across in your life?
Oh, many. There's an uncountable number.
Uncountable number.
Is that even a word?
Uncountable?
Yeah.
I feel like.
Sure. Is it incountable? Uncountable?
I feel like the most times.
Non-countable?
People said that they watch is when you would watch like MTV Cribs, every rapper or like.
They had the Scarface poster.
They would either have the poster or the DVD like ready to go and then be like, Scarface, gotta watch, gotta have that on deck, ready to go. And I felt like that was like.
I forgot about that MTV Cribs. You're right.
Great show.
Every single person who showed their house had Scarface somewhere, somewhere in the house.
Yeah, it was like. An ongoing thing.
It was like on the TV when he walked into a room.
Every time.
Part of me thinks it was an MTV thing. Like,
yeah, just slip
can
it
you put Scarface on? It's a really manly movie, you know.
I remember
Al Pacino shoots people with a.
I remember being AK. In college. It was like every stoner dude's house had a every guy you went to buy weed from had like a Scarface poster on. He like sat on his couch and he'd. Like wanted to be Scarface, and it's
now
like,
no,
man, you sell bad pot in Pullman, Washington.
And now it's Walter White.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. Him or Jesse Pinkman.
Although I do think a lot of people watched Breaking Bad.
Jesse.
Oh God, did Patrick not see Breaking Bad?
No, never seen it.
Oh well,
Jesse is like the number two in the show.
Oh okay,
yeah,
you need to watch it.
We'll see. I'm busy catching up on Lost.
What about Animal House?
I
think Maybe that's a different question.
Maybe.
That's the most postered movie that people probably haven't seen.
I don't know, man. I see a lot of Scarface.
Yeah, but...
And the Stairway to Heaven poster.
I'm thinking, like, in Joe's theory here, of you're going to, like, some drug dealer's house, and it's like you open the door, and, like, you got Animal House on the wall behind you.
Have you ever seen that movie, dude? No.
How many?
No. Mike, it's about college, so...
Here's the real question. How many drug dealers' houses have you walked into?
I don't know.
Knowingly.
Knowingly.
Knowingly, zero.
Zero?
Yeah. Unknowingly, probably many in college. I don't know.
Yeah, after the fact, after party, that dude sells a bunch of MDMA, man.
Yeah.
Whoa,
if,
what?
If I sell drugs, do I walk into a drug dealer's house every day? Badoom.
The answer is yes, Patrick.
Yeah, the answer is yes. Yeah. Really? Never knowingly walked into a drug dealer's house? Huh. No comment.
No. Yeah.
No comment.
Yeah. It took me a while to dabble in that world.
Yeah, well, it's not a fun world to dabble in. You hear that, kids? Hugs, not drugs. Unless it's, you know, an offensive hug, then don't hug. In fact, just don't touch anybody.
Unless it's a long hug.
Yeah, just don't touch anyone. Don't look at anyone. Don't say anything to anyone.
Just shake hands.
Just don't even do that, because that might be offensive. The other day I said, hey, ladies, how are you? And this girl looked at me like, I am not a lady.
Got slapped.
I'm not identified by either gender.
Wait.
And you're like, oh, crap. And I knew that, too. And I was like, hello, ladies and people. She was like, thank you.
Hello, ladies and person.
Yeah, she was like, thank you very much. I was like, oh, did you get a haircut? She was like, yes, I did. My stylist is so great. I love the way my hair looks right now. And I was like.
Instantly perked it up, huh?
All right. All right.
So keep those coming in if you want.
Yeah,
oh, the
yeah,
Kramer poster. That's a good one, too.
The Kramer poster. Yeah, but I think most people
have at least seen Seinfeld.
In fact, isn't there a Kramer poster backed by Dirt and Sprague's bullpen?
Yes, yes, that is the Kramer poster. Yes.
That is the Kramer poster. Well, Mariners are losing currently 2-1 with this dominating performance from Matt Moore on the mound. But more interesting is that the Mariners are putting together themselves a nice little streak here. They've won, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of their last 11, 12 games.
Okay.
If my math is correct, something like that. Which, for my money, makes them the hottest team in baseball.
Ooh, let's go look at the last 10 and find out if Patrick Harris is correct.
And
don't mind me learning on a webpage.
And the real question is what game was the first game without Robbie Cano? Uh-oh, here we go. I've got conspiracy theories. Robbie Cano's a cancer.
I'm
glad he got suspended.
They are tied for the hottest team in baseball in the
Who's
last
the other 10, one?
With multiple teams. Red Sox are 8-2. Mariners are 8-2.
Milwaukee Brewers.
Nationals are 8-2. And in first, by the way. And the Brewers are 8-2.
All of those teams are expected to fight for the playoffs.
Yes.
Thus, the Mariners are the hottest team in baseball.
Okay.
Scott Service, manager of the year. Robbie Cano's a cancer. Paxton for Cy Young. Felix rejuvenated.
He's not.
Juninho, month of Juninho. Coming right around the
We're
corner.
Not sure if that's happening yet.
I know. He's still batting 196.
Yeah, Paxton's an ace.
Truth.
King Felix is not good.
Not good.
And month of Juninho, well, that starts in 2 days, so let's see.
I have a buddy of mine that is a diehard Mariner fan. I think I talk about him a decent amount these days. He said, gosh, I'm trying to remember what he said to me yesterday. But he was like, he said, Felix is just not good. And I was like, wow, when was the last time you heard a Mariner fan say that?
Last year, probably.
But I mean, like realistically, because he was kind of hurt last year.
Yeah, but so he was some bad guys, before he got hurt.
Yeah, but some guys might have been like, oh, injury, I'm not ready to give up. Felix is my king, blah, blah, blah. Felix is not good anymore.
Nope. He is a serviceable major league pitcher. And by serviceable, I mean he's like a number four starter.
Ooh.
He's no longer an ace or a number two starter.
Moral of the story is.
What's his ERA right now? It's like a 5-something? 5.83.
I was about to say, I bet you his ERA is higher than the amount of money I have in my wallet.
5.83.
I think I have $4.
There you go. It's higher.
However, this team's pretty good.
Yes.
Lately. They're winning close games. If you look at it in their wins, 5-4, 3-2, 3-2, 1-0, a 4-3 loss, 2-1, 4-3, 3-1,
2-1. A loss last night at 9-5, but they were down in that game and tied it 5-5 in the eighth.
Wow. I didn't even know that. So that was almost every game was a one-run game
yep,
right there. They're,
the only one in this streak that they've been on is they beat the Tigers 7-2 like a week and a half ago.
That makes me a little bit more nervous about the streak if it's been that many close games. It's kind of a positive-negative thing. We did talk about the Mariners a little bit last week, and I'll say it again for anyone who missed it, but I said this at the it was the very last segment last week. I said, I get so much joy from poking fun at the Mariners. It's such low-hanging fruit. It's
well, I mean, that's
so much,
why we have this show.
It's so much fun to me. And I sat there and I said, I can't do it this year. I actually think the Mariners are good. I actually think that. So there's no low-hanging fruit. There's no poking fun. To me, it's changed. And for someone like me who loves to find things to poke fun of for the Mariners, me saying that is like I feel like should be a revelation for Mariner fans in terms of at least how I view this team. They have been doing it a lot with smoke and mirrors, to be honest with you. They're down in a lot of games and they make a late comeback. We've seen a lot of eighth inning games where they tie it or take the lead and hand the ball to Eddie Diaz. They're getting clutch hits from some of their players, even though they're not hitting super well throughout most of the games. Zanino's had some big home runs. Haniger's had some big hits late in games.
Been really big.
He's kind of cooled off lately.
Gene Segura.
Right, they dodged somewhat major injuries, although who is it that broke his foot?
I
thought I saw someone had a foot injury. I'll try to find that.
Could be Nelson Cruz. I mean, he like steps out of the dugout and hurts himself.
No, he's fine, but maybe
like perma day to day.
Maybe it was D. Gordon got hurt. I can't remember. But
what I think,
yeah, there you go. Gordon fractured toe on the DL. But they're kind of doing it with smoke and mirrors, and it's working. It's working so far.
Well, what I like about this, I've always been a big fan of any sport of teams that win consistently close games. I've never banged on teams for always being in close games. Do you want to be in close games? Of course not. You want to blow people out. But it is exciting to the viewer, and it is a confidence boost knowing that your team can win in that crunch, and I think
that's huge for, like, if they actually do make the wild card game, because they're not winning the division.
Right.
But if they make the wild card game.
Well, I don't know. If they beat the Rangers tonight, they're tied. I mean, they lose the tiebreaker for wins, but they're tied for first in the West. I know we're not even in June, but I'm just saying, I've always liked a team that's close, and adding Denard Span helps that outfield a little bit. I mean, at least for veteran presence, he's not going to bat over 240. But Colomé, I mean,
that was a great trade.
That you have won these close games, and you just got a closer who already has 12 saves, 13 saves on a bad major league roster, and he's going to be your setup guy behind maybe the best closer in baseball right now. That's how you win games. That's how you win games long term, is bullpen, bullpen, bullpen. We see this every single year. The Astros last year are the only exception for teams winning World Series without bullpens. Every team before that has won. Indians, Cubs came down to bullpen on bullpen.
It did.
I like this Mariner team.
I think the Mariners need like one more good bullpen pitcher. I don't know if that can be done internally, if they have a guy in the minors or if someone just gets on a hotter streak who's on the current roster. But as you know, in this world of baseball, you need more than two. Two is better than one.
Two is definitely better than one.
It's a step in the right direction, but you need more than two as well. And, you know, when you look at the Astros, now granted, they won the World Series with a really bad bullpen. But,
maybe the worst bullpen I've ever seen.
And it's not doing super well this year. At least, I mean, it's doing okay, but it's not consistent.
Ken Giles sucks.
Most of the time. But so maybe they're an exception to the rule because their starting pitching is just, I mean, it's literally unbelievable how good the starting pitching is.
It's crazy.
And their lineup is good when they get hot. But if you look at the other teams, the Indians did it with a bullpen. You're right. The Yankees did it with a bullpen. The Red Sox did it with partially a bullpen.
I mean, even the Dodgers, what did they do at the trade deadline last year? Just beef that bullpen up.
It was good last year.
Look at the Kansas City Royals. They went to two World Series in a row with some of the nastiest. I mean, they created what we do with bullpens now.
The Giants did it too.
Two setup guys and a closer, and all your setup dudes are closers. Like,
so the Mariners have a little bit more work to do with that, but it was a step in the right direction. It was a good trade. Now, look, we kind of poked fun at Jerry DePoto for being the trade king. And
I don't know what this Wii stuff is. You got a mouse in your pocket? You're the biggest Jerry DePoto hater of all time.
I am. Of all time, I don't know about that. I'm a big Jerry DePoto hater.
I think Mike Socha might hate Jerry DePoto more than you.
Probably. But and so what's the guy's name? Angelos, the guy, the owner of the Angels, probably hates him even more.
Yeah, he might hate him the most.
But the fruits of the Gene Segura, Mitch Haniger, Taiwan Walker trade.
Oof.
And now you got this one where you, I mean, yeah, sure, you give up Andrew Moore, former Beav, who was a highly rated prospect, but he came up last year and just got lit up.
Well, and your farm system already sucks.
Yeah, I mean, so you gave up a good player for that kind of a caliber of a, of you give up a good player for the caliber you got back. He might turn out to be something good, but for right now, when honestly you could be in a kind of a win now mode, and you should be probably based on the age of some of your veteran players, as the Mariners take the lead on two wild pitches. So that's a thing. Damn. Good job, Matt Moore.
Told you, Matt Moore was just bringing it. Ooh, Mike Zunino. Yeah, that's gonna start Junino.
Him scoring a run on a wild pitch?
Yeah, dude, confidence.
All right. I think they're close. I think they're close.
I think they're close, too. I definitely think they're in win mode now. You know us. We'll follow the Mariners all season long and chat about this. I mean, we're like a month and a week away from Big John on here.
Oh, yeah,
so
we
let's
are.
Keep that in mind. So we'll keep it updated on that. Mariners are up 3-2 right now as Matt Moore, for some reason, can't locate pitches anymore. I am shocked. When we come back, there's a tiny little country in the Caribbean. It seems to be in the news more and more and more. But is it more about the country or is it more about the players? We'll do that next. This is the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Ooh. 823 here. Mariners score another run. It's 4-2. Boy, Matt Moore wants to get out of this inning really badly.
And a lot of wild pitches. A
lot of wild pitches, some sack flies. Texas looks like a hot mess right now. Absolute hot mess right now.
Yeah, and somehow the Yankees lost 2 or 3 to them for the only loss series we've had for like a month.
You know, Michael, you can't win them all.
Well,
non si può stopparlo.
I know. I kind of wish we could, though. It feels like one of those years where it's just, everything's working out for you, and then you go into Texas and you lose a series where you were up 10-5, and you lose 12-10 in the last game of the series.
Oh, hey, man. You play the Astros, and you push the Astros, and then you get swept by the Tigers. You're like, I don't know. It's baseball, baby.
When you say you pushed the Astros, did you lose the series?
I don't know. I was in the middle of Idaho. I just heard there was a 14-inning game, and we taxed their bullpen, so Verlander had to pitch long, which he did.
Which he always does.
And then the Yankee fans booed him.
Because he's really good.
And then he tipped his cap, and the part of me was like, oh, I hate that guy.
Oh, you guys split with the Astros like him. In 4 games.
But
split.
I kind of like him. I really hate Justin Verlander.
But he's really good.
But when he tipped that cap to the Yankee fans booing him, I was like, oh, I kind of like you.
Classy move.
Super classy. Well, no, it's not classy. You think that's classy?
Yeah.
He might as well flip the bird.
He's getting booed, and it's because he's been dominating the Yankees for years.
Yeah.
And he goes, I know, guys. I know how good I am.
Yeah, his statement was something along the lines of that. It's like, hey, those Yankee fans, when they're booing, they know that you know you must have done something right when those fans are booing you. So it was kind of a thanks. Yeah. Tip of the cap. Thanks. Thanks for coming.
I say this with a giant smile on my face. That's the equivalent of a middle finger.
Yeah.
It is.
Classy
it
move.
Is. You're walking off the field. They're like booing. He's like, who are you booing? You're not booing me.
I just dominated
you
again.
You booing this bird I'm flipping? That might be who you're booing. Some interesting stuff in the wake of Robinson Cano being suspended for 80 games. This actually has nothing to do with him, but I kind of wanted to bring up a larger topic. There was a report that came out the other day from the Dominican Republic that Cleveland Indian third baseman Jose Ramirez was about to be popped 80 games for a PED suspension that was denied by him. He tweeted out fake news. Francona came out. The team hasn't been notified. When baseball finds out, they notify the team immediately. Blah, 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 blah. What's interesting to me is that this is a yet another high-profile player from the Dominican Republic that was probably in the Dominican Republic in the offseason, I imagine. This leads me to this question of what are we really doing? I understand the concept of wanting to go home, wanting to be. It's like whether you are from the Dominican Republic and you play in Cleveland, or you are on a radio show in Portland and you're from Jersey. I understand the idea of wanting to go home, say hi, enjoy the fam, wander around where you grew up, love homeland. In this day and age, why on earth are you going and taking any sort of drug? Because to me, the only reason you're going to the Dominican Republic to get health is because you're cheating, right?
I mean, that's probably not true, but I see your point. That should be your thought if you see a player exclusively using a doctor in the DR. Should be, what is he doing that's not so up and up? And I think it's dangerous to say that because...
I'm not assuming. I mean, it might be because it's...
Well, I mean, but you kind of are assuming it. But it's not just you. We're all kind of assuming it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to put a blanket statement over an entire country where I'm sure there are legitimate doctors who do legitimate work with players...
Of course.
...who grew up there. And maybe it's a cultural thing. I don't know a lot about the DR culture, so I'm not going to try to speak on that. But maybe it's a cultural thing where in that country, you go home and you support your own and you go to your own doctors because you want – it's almost like you eat local, right?
Yeah,
you eat local and you drink local because you want to support your local people.
Maybe dang right.
Maybe that's the same thing growing up in the Dominican Republic or maybe many other countries too where you go back and support the people that helped raise you. You have all of this money. You can live this really glamorous life and you want to give back to them by – using their services. Maybe it's just a comfort thing too. I don't know.
I guess what concerns me. So I work in the beer industry. Okay. Now we are all very communal. We are all friends with each other. We're all supportive of each other. Despite the fact that we do have to compete with each other, we're all very supportive. Let's say we lived in a world where I went to my buddies at Culmination. And every time I was seen at Culmination, it was like, that guy's breaking rules. He didn't have a beer. I didn't have a beer there. You're not allowed to have beers in any place other than your place. I didn't have a beer there. Well, then why are you there? If that were the case, I wouldn't step foot in there.
Okay.
See what I mean?
But there's no rule that says you can't go to a Dominican doctor.
I might be in the neighborhood. I might be like walking past it, but that doesn't mean I'm going to walk inside.
But there's no rule that says you can't go to a Dominican doctor.
But why would you do it?
Well, that's... Again, that's my point.
You can go home. You can go eat local, say hi to the fam, you know, help the kids in the neighborhood, do all that kind of stuff. But what are you doing?
Again, I'm not sure. Maybe it's cultural. Maybe it's just a comfort level thing. Maybe that's who you grew up going to. You trust him. He's helped you in the past. And look, as bad as it may seem, because we generalize when we get these stories that come out, not that the Jose Ramirez thing was real, it was a hoax, but... I'm assuming a large percentage of the doctors in Dominican Republic are not helping baseball players cheat. That's my assumption.
I guess
maybe there's a few bad apples and maybe they do see multiple baseball players, but to me, I don't know if that's a fair assumption to make about an entire group of professionals in the country, you know?
I am sure there are fantastic doctors in the DR. I am sure of it. I would never say they're not. However, you were playing baseball for a multi-billion-dollar organization, multi-billion-dollar sport. The doctors in Seattle, Washington, are probably better as a whole than doctors in the Dominican Republic.
Probably. Look, I am defending that side, right?
I know you are. I know you are.
A little devil's advocate.
I know you're playing devils, but I cannot fathom this. There's so much on the line for you with money and status. And all these people have egos. Why would you risk it?
On the flip side, you're right.
I'm just really scared that Jose Ramirez is about to get 80 games.
If you've got the best possible health care that you could have playing for Major League Baseball, if it was me and I was not from this country, I would still use it.
Yeah. Right?
I would still go, this is amazing. Why would I not take advantage of this?
Yeah.
Unless you want to cheat.
Yeah, that's my point.
And then that's where the sadness comes in of like, well, if you want to cheat and try to get away with it, then maybe it's a little easier to do it in the DR.
That's my point. Here's to Jose Ramirez playing the next 80 games. When we come back, Fair or Foul is next. And first, here's Joe with sports.
Yeah.
Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
836 in the home stretch. I don't know what we'll do next week. Maybe talk about Justin Verlander. He's been pretty good.
We'll see what happens this week of baseball.
Gleyber Torres, he's been pretty good too. Mike, watch your pants. We're in public.
We're not in public. Get under a table. I'm fine. Gleyber.
Whoa. I'm going to turn this over to Joe. This is fair or foul.
Yes, fair or foul. Or
what I just did was foul.
Or abbreviated forf when we're texting back and forth. Forf.
I did laugh at that. It's a funny word.
Yeah, forf. So our first one, you said that Justin Verlander has been really good. One pitcher that's been very, very, very good over the last three seasons, well, his whole career, basically. Max Scherzer.
Hi, Max.
Yeah, breaking news. He is good. Struck out 11 Orioles today. And besides last week, where he only had four strikeouts, he's had... Let's see here. 10 starts, and all of them have come with at least 7 strikeouts. Games of 7, 8, 9 strikeouts, and then 10, 10, 10, 11, 11, 11, 13, and 15. Max Scherzer is dealing, and he will win his fourth Cy Young, his third straight this season, fair or foul.
Ooh, this is a really nice question.
I was going to ask this last week, I believe, but you were out, and... Guess what? Max Scherzer, still good.
And you know I hate Max Scherzer, so this is like humble pie to its max. Let's see.
You said fourth straight, Cy Young?
It'd be third, fourth total.
Third fourth straight. Total, third straight.
Okay.
Let's think about this.
I'm saying fair.
I think...
I'm just quickly going through the league in the National League in my head.
Kershaw's not having a dominant year.
Well, he's hurt. Yeah. And he was not as dominant. Bumgarner's hurt.
Carlos Martinez.
Not as good this
not
year.
Not as good.
The top of the Cubs rotation has not been super good. Darvish has been bad. Quintana's inconsistent. Lester's inconsistent.
Nobody on the Brewers is really knocking it around. Arrieta's pitched well, but not good enough. DeGrom, maybe.
He just hit the DL, though, didn't he?
No, yeah. Syndergaard did.
Ah.
Well, DeGrom was on the DL earlier.
Yeah, but Jacob...
Yeah, I think it's... Unless Scherzer blows up, I think it's easy. He'll win another one.
I think it's fair as well, and I will outside hold out for Jacob DeGrom, but I think that's fair.
All right. On to our next one.
I hate Max Scherzer.
He's really good, though.
I know, and his stupid green eye.
And you mentioned one of the National League teams there briefly, the Brew Crew. They're playing pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they so good that they have the best record in baseball? Brewers. Best record, or not in baseball, in the National League. Fair or foul?
Oh, this is fair. They do have the best record in the National League. At least they did on Monday.
As of tonight, do they have the best record?
Yeah, fair.
I'm gonna hold out and say yes. I really like this Brewers team. They have young random pitching that I'm taking flyers on in fantasy per Mike Lynch's advice. But the outfield is loaded. The team is hitting. Craig Counsell looks like he knows what he's doing.
Good bullpen, too.
Good bullpen. I like this team. Yeah, fair.
They've got what might be the best reliever in baseball on their team, the Josh Hader guy.
And he's not even their closer.
Nope.
And they just got him back.
Yeah. This is fair. I think sitting at 36-21, which is 2.5 games above the Washington Nationals. So... How about some props for the Brew Crew, huh?
They did this last year, though, and they kind of fell off.
Yeah, so. But this year is different. They got Christian Yelich, Lorenzo Cain. That bullpen's better. They've got a bunch of young arms in the starting rotation.
Who are now older than they were last year.
Yeah, I will be interesting to watch these guys, but it's a tough division. Tough division. We'll see.
All right. And on to the biggest debate over the weekend.
LeBron James is still the best player in the NBA, all right?
I don't think that's a debate, is it?
I hope not.
No, the real debate in baseball, it was the Anthony Rizzo slide. And I'm just going to ask you guys, just put it out there because I want to hear what you have to say. The Rizzo slide was dirty, fair or foul?
You, me?
Oh, I forgot we didn't talk about this. Oh, it's fair. It's a dirty slide. He... Maybe in the old rules it wasn't a dirty slide, but he slid into the catcher's legs. He wasn't anywhere near sliding into home plate. And He didn't slide with the intent to injure, but he almost did. The ankle bent really awkwardly inside of his slide, and he forced the throw to go 900 yards into the air when he hit him. It was a dirty slide. It was. And the fact that Joe Maddon is still playing dumb about it is really, really insulting to baseball fans. Like,
and Eric Burns is losing his mind on MLB Network about it. If you haven't
seen
it,
he's saying it's not
dirty.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, you need to go and find some clips of him.
Well, look, Eric Burns didn't play with the rules that we have now. Yes, when Eric Burns played, that was a clean slide. Your goal, you could run through the catcher when Eric Burns played. You could knock them out to score the run and knock the ball out of his hand. Back then, it wasn't a dirty slide, but now it is. Now, you need the catcher needs to clear the plate and space for you, and you need to slide away from the catcher. You can't just be running into people. And he very obviously slid into his legs.
Stuck his legs out.
Yeah. He did.
The text line, 55305, beat me to this before I could say it. This is what they say. Foul. Illegal, but not dirty. If my memory serves me correct, Anthony Rizzo slid, took out that catcher's leg, and they scored two runs after that. Was the slide illegal? Yes. Was it dirty? I don't know. They got two runs out of it. Like, cleats up in your junk. That's dirty. I was never a big fan of the Buster Posey rule in the first place. Is it illegal? 100%. Like really bad. And could he have injured him? Yes, really badly. But I think to play devil's advocate, I think I'm going to say foul. Illegal, not dirty. Two runs scored after it.
I'll accept it.
Because he couldn't, because he threw the ball into right field.
Motion's cleared.
Mostly because his, you know, legs were being crippled from under him. But hey, two runs are two runs. Did they win the game? They won the game. They got in a fight today, so maybe bygones be bygones.
Yes, that's what I forgot to mention. Yeah, bench is clearing. I don't know if it was much of a fight, more as a kerfuffle.
A kerfuffle? Yeah. A baseball fight?
It was after someone on the Pirates slid in hard to second base, right?
Yeah.
Yep. All right, moving on to our last one real quickly. The Diamondbacks have been playing pretty putrid lately.
Yep.
Only two games back from the NL West and still above 500, but fair or foul, the Diamondbacks are batting a league worst 215 batting average.
Whoa. 215 as a team?
Yes. Fair I can't believe or that. Foul.
I find that hard to believe simply because of one of our favorite players.
You know how bad Paul Goldschmidt's playing?
Really?
Last week, when I checked,
my soul right here?
He was hitting 200.
Oh, no.
That was last week. I didn't check this week. But
over the last 30 days, he's batting just as bad. Less than 200.
Oh, man. They're the worst offense in baseball.
You know who their best hitter was? AJ Pollock, and he got hurt.
Again?
Remember, he made the crazy play, and he like broke his thumb when he landed into the ground.
I don't remember. When did he do that?
Like two or three weeks ago?
Dude, I've been off the grid for like a week. Man.
But is it the worst in baseball?
You're telling me that they're batting worse than, like, Kevin Kiermaier and the streets of Tampa?
I'm going to say foul. I'm going to say that they're bottom three right now, but I don't think they're the worst.
And you said they're over 500 and three games out of first?
Yeah, I'll double check. They're two games out of first from what I saw, but I'm pretty sure they're over. Yeah.
Remember when they won nine straight series?
28 and 27, two games back from the Rockies.
That means that like Greinke and Corbin are just pitching out of their minds.
But they're not.
Fair or foul?
Patrick Corbin's pitching really well, though.
I'm saying foul, but it's close.
I'll say fair.
It is fair.
Wow.
215.
Like over the course of the whole season?
And for the record, Tampa Bay Rays are batting 262, which is tied for third in the MLB.
Oh, I guess I'll just shut my mouth right away. Go Rays.
Who's down there with the Diamondbacks?
The Padres, who are second worst in the league and who have a 23-33 record, they're batting 228.
The question I was going to ask is, what number is higher, the Padres' batting average as a team or the total dollar amount for Eric Hosmer's deal?
I think it's close.
close. 228.
Oh, he's making 215. Dang it. Mm. I don't know how much he's making, but
228 for the Padres and Blue Jays, 229 for the Rangers, and my lowly Orioles at 231.
Oh, man.
Bottom five right
there. We could spend 2 hours on how
what
bad
your
to the Orioles
Blue Jays?
Are.
They started off so well. Man.
Blue Jays suck, too.
That's fair or foul. There you go.
Thank you, Joe. We do that every single week at 8:30. When we come back, we'll figure this out as we always do. Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
It's lit. I think I'm going to go see Solo tonight.
Good luck. I have not seen it, but it's been getting panned in public, which is shocking to me for a Star Wars movie.
I know it's going to suck.
I finally jumped on the old bandwagon, got with everyone else, and watched Infinity War last night for the first time.
Still haven't seen it.
Are you going to see it?
And I don't feel as bad.
I'll watch it probably on TV or something, but I'm not going to go see it.
Do you want
to
know what happens?
No.
I haven't seen it. I don't really.
I mean, I kind of already know what happens thanks to the 900 memes.
Oh, yeah, right.
But.
Well, now I don't feel as bad. But it's great.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. Great movie. I'm not a big superhero movie guy really at all. I watched a few of the movies leading up to it just to kind of get an idea of what's going on. But yeah, I love a good villain. And
Thanos is a good villain.
He is, yeah.
Is it Thanos or Thanos?
I've heard Thanos. Okay. Thanos, yeah, whatever you want to say. But
it's Josh Brolin, isn't it?
Yeah, and Josh Brolin's
awesome.
He's great, dude. He's great in everything he does.
The only thing I know from the memes is Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good.
Yeah, that's all that needs to be said. That's spoilers right there.
I've only seen two Marvel movies. Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Sure. Hey, and this has plenty of them, so I think.
Yeah, but
enjoy.
I heard what happens to him, and I'm not interested in that.
But it's actually supposed to be like what happens in the comics. It's not like they just did that.
Well, I understand, but it's like I could tell you what happens, and everything that happens in Infinity War, they're just going to disregard.
Well, and also.
Oh, they mean like for the third volume?
Yeah.
Are they making a third one?
Of course they are, man. Money, 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 money. Money.
No, it was solid. I think it's a good movie that you have to see in a theater.
What if you like?
Well, I probably won't. So
you live like literally less than a quarter mile from Cinetopia.
Yeah.
Do you drive to the Cinetopia or do you walk?
No, it's literally he can throw a rock.
Do you can walk
a literal stone's throw away from Cinetopia?
I'm not some like fat ass who just has to drive everywhere.
I got a bar across the street. That'd be awesome if I drove. No parking in front. You got to drive around the corner.
No, I just doesn't interest me that much, man. I've seen the Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
They're awesome.
I don't know what qualifies as a Marvel movie and just like a superhero movie, because obviously I saw the trilogy of the Batmans.
DC.
Is that DC?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then
those were great. I like those.
I have to look up a list to see what I've actually watched.
It's like Hulk, Iron Man, Ant-Man.
Thor. Black Panther.
Hulk, Black Panther, Guardians Captain America.
There's actually, you know, people have given you like lists of what order to watch all the movies in.
Yeah, I've seen that. It includes like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and
yeah,
Avengers.
They include the shows too, but
what's it,
like,
Jessica Jones?
Yeah, it's like I'm not going to sit through all these seasons just to catch up. Like,
yeah,
I'm just going to watch a movie.
I just don't care.
Yeah,
I've seen 6 Marvel movies.
Whoa.
I've seen all 3 Iron Mans, both Guardians of the Galaxy, and I saw Ant-Man. Those are the only ones I've seen.
How was Ant-Man? You haven't seen a Captain America, but you've seen Ant-Man?
Ant-Man was pretty funny, because Paul Rudd's pretty funny. I haven't seen any of the Captain Americas, any of the Thors, any of the Avengers. Didn't see the Hulk, didn't see Spider-Man.
I watched the newest Spider-Man, and the first 30, 45 minutes, I was really wondering what the hell was going on with that movie. I was not liking it at all, but a solid second and third act, and it made up for it, and surprisingly, turned out to be, I think, the best Spider-Man movie ever made.
So, well, that's not hard because they all suck.
I like the first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire. The very first one. But that's
Tobey Maguire sucks.
The very first one. That's it.
This train is about to get derailed really hard. MLB Tonight has a roundtable asking which player is the next Mark Reynolds.
What?
Yeah. I'm serious. It's a roundtable. It's like dark and it's lit up. And like Harold Reynolds is like really making a serious argument right now about who he thinks is the next Mark Reynolds.
And seriously, Greg Amsinger is the best. He's so funny. I don't know. What's the criteria for who is the next Mark Reynolds? A guy who sticks around forever and can still hit home runs?
But kind of sucks, but is kind of good.
Plays multiple positions?
Kind of.
Well, Russell Martin just played second base today.
They're reaching for segments. My goodness.
Do you see that Pablo Sandoval played second today?
How fat is he?
I don't know.
Does he play for the Giants? Is he still playing?
He's on the Giants, yeah.
Man, I should watch more baseball.
Should probably get off of vacation mode. return to the real world.
So great, though.
Oh, yeah, I didn't comment on that. How about that? Hanley Ramirez being released the Red Sox.
So. Yeah, that's the best thing I heard all weekend. That dude sucks.
But he's a Yankee murderer.
I hate that dude.
So I am so happy they released him, as long as he doesn't get picked up by another AL East team.
I hope the Mets good cut riddance. Jose Bautista, and then my two most hated players in baseball will be out of jobs.
Well,
Hanley Ramirez, you suck.
Dude, but Hanley against the Yankees, he was money. Anytime there are runners in scoring position, guaranteed he's hitting a two-run home
There's
run.
They're the number one offense in baseball, and Hanley Ramirez gets cut.
You know
you
why?
You suck, dude.
Because Mitch Moreland's good and he's playing first now.
Yeah, because you suck. You hear that? I know you're listening out there. You suck. All right, I'm over. All right, I'll try to watch more baseball, I promise. I promise?
You do host a baseball show.
I know. My name's First. I know, Mike. Duh. It's tattooed on my butt.
It is?
No, that'd be weird.
Wow.
I love you, Mike. It's just because H is before L, I promise.
Okay. Whatever you say. Mr. Big One Chair over there.
We'll come back next week and we'll do this all over again. For Mike Lynch, Joe Fisher, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do. Like, apologize to Mike.
He's already on top of him when he's going down.
And a half hour later, it's still in your mouth. That's a lot of time spending on your knees.
And they're going to do him first.
So I'm just going to put my mouth under the nozzle and just pull. You got to be in to do it. Doesn't have a huge load either. Who doesn't like a good rubby action? It's hard to get down the throat.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.